All right, we're talking now some hockey with Winthrop High School hockey coach and NHL agent Dale Dunbar. And, Coach, welcome back. It's been a couple of months. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Rick. How you doing, buddy?
Excellent, man, excellent. It's well, this weekend was not hockey weather. But, you know, I want to start with the Bruins because they've given us they've been a tease this season, I think. I don't know what you think, but it's like, boy, sometimes they play so good, and they don't really have big slumps. But I think that trade, when they picked up those three guys at the trade deadline, man, that just gave them a shot of adrenaline and extra energy. So what's your assessment of that trade, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, the group I work for out of Toronto, we represent Taylor Hall, so it's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's nice to have him down here. I had dinner with him a couple of years ago when he was with Jersey. We were trying to do an extension there. And he's a nice kid. He's... He can play the game. That goal he scored, what game it was, it might have been game three when he pulled it to his backhand and roofed it late.
Mm-hmm.
Went out the pure goal scorer's goal. And, he's been a great addition. And I think, at this time of the year, it's all about putting the puzzle together. He's, you know, without having to forego your future. But, I think they did a great job getting Taylor. They tried to get him last year, I know that.
Right.
And at the last minute, Buffalo just offered more money. But he loves Boston. He wants to re-sign in Boston. So,
great.
That's how it goes, but certainly got Krejci going.
Well, you know, that's what I was going to ask you. I was disappointed when they got Tyler Seguin, back when. Krejci has taken a lot of grief this year, especially in the media. And when Hall got here on that wing, with Craig Smith, that line just started to produce. And tell me, Coach, from your perspective as a player and as a coach, what does that mean to get someone like him for both him and for his line mates?
Oh, it's huge. I'm junior in Canada, major junior, we needed to make a facelift. We needed to have a change. And, some of the guys you have to give up, it's too bad because, you like them as people, you mm-hmm. like them as players, but that's what you have to do to make your team better and possibly surround other guys with maybe a little bit more talent and skill. But, if it means going forward and winning the cup, you have to make those, you have to add those pieces. And, I remember when we made the trade, we got some great players back, but I gave up a first round draft pick in the NHL to get them.
Mm-hmm.
But it all worked out. We went on a ride that was, I think we were 18 unbeaten after we made our trade. So sometimes the trades you make, versus the trades you don't make, they can both work for
mm-hmm.
or against.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's definitely worked for. And I think the pieces they added, were great because if you look what Washington tried to do, and they loaded up,
right,
going for it, it didn't work. So now they've mortgaged a little bit. They're getting older, and these trades that you make, they better be calculated and they better work because it does change the complexion of your team. And in this case for Boston, it's revitalized a few guys and has maybe solidified a solid run here.
Yeah, and all three guys are contributing, which is really cool. And, it's been documented pretty well that, that Hall's energy and his talent has really, lit up and energized, Krejci. And they seem to, almost have an instant chemistry connection there. So,
it's worked for Taylor too, not just for Krejci, because Taylor only had two goals when he came here.
Right.
And then he had, I think he had like three goals in three games and like 7 points. He got on fire. So it works for Taylor as well because that was a risky trade. If it doesn't work, but it's revitalized both of them. Now they both have somebody they can give it and get it back and bury their chances. So I think it's worked out for everybody.
I want to get to the offense in a minute, Coach, but I want to ask you about the Bruins defense because I was a little nervous when they lost some key components, I think, in the offseason. And then, of course, Chara left a year ago. And, you didn't know what, and Tuukka Rask after last, season in the bubble, we didn't know what was going to happen. And as a layperson, I just wasn't too sure. So tell me your evaluation of the defense, because it seems to me, that they're a little quicker, a little faster, but are they as good on defense as they should be? Let's put it that way.
Oh, I think they are. They're young for the most part. You've got McAvoy's really starting to come into his own as a, we know how good he is around here, but now he's really starting to get on the national stage. I really think, he's maturing. And as a defenseman, you really don't mature until like your seventh or eighth year in the league before you can really go over the wall saying, nothing's going to faze me and you're ready for every situation. Mm-hmm. He's doing it. I think being thrown in the fire there when he left BU and joined the Bruins in the playoffs.
Right.
Chara took him under his wing. I think, that helped him an awful lot to get that experience that early.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's a true solidified number one. And he's been great in all three zones. He's really pushing pucks up ice, jumping in. But, I mean, he played almost 9 minutes on the penalty kill the other night, which is unheard of.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. And logging these minutes is only making him better. And I think, everybody else feeds off that. I think Grizzlick's, an undersized guy who moves the puck very well, great special teams guy. But, he's another really good, smooth skating guy. And then you got Carlo and these other guys. I mean, they're solid. They're just gonna, try to exit their zone as quickly as they can, push it to the forwards and get on the attack. And for the most part, these past couple of games, you can really see how the young kids are really starting to come alive.
Not only that, but I feared Washington because of their recent record against the Bruins and all the talent that they have. It looked like, I don't know, once in a while the Bruins might be getting pushed around, but I didn't see that happen in this series. It looked like Washington tried to push him around a little bit, and the Bruins answered. So, Coach, how do you evaluate the size, the toughness, both physical and mental toughness of the Bruins?
Well, I think whenever you're winning, your mental toughness just grows. You're starting to play in tight games. I think every game was decided by a goal.
Right.
Last night, the first three overtime. So, you're learning how to play in tight situations. And which is great, to be able to come through on the winning side of those because, you gain a lot of confidence in doing that. They try to insert Kevin Miller just to, keep Wilson and a couple of these other guys, Hagman,
right.
Halfway and a couple of other guys honest because, you play different when you have a guy like Miller on the ice because you're going to have to answer the bell in a big way.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, this poor kid just can't stay healthy. It's sad because he does add a real tough dimension. I think I put him in the top two or three toughness the whole league. I mean, he's that tough. And he's just simple player. He gets it and he moves it. That's it. He doesn't try to be anything more than that. So I think right now they've got, the offensive guys going, you got your big guys contributing, and, from a defensive standpoint with the way Rask is playing, when your goaltender's playing that well in front of you, it just exudes confidence throughout the lineup, especially with your D. Because, if you make a mistake, he's going to be right there for you. So that changes a lot of things. And right now they're just playing with so much confidence. They're a dangerous team.
This has been great, great, exciting hockey, I'm telling you. It's been absolutely amazing. And from my standpoint, I wanted to mention this the other night, was I can't believe the speed of the game. I mean, is it faster or is it just my eyeballs? I mean, they get it out of the puck, they get it out of the zone, the quickness, the moves, the tape-to-tape passes and stuff, it seems so fast. Is it kicked up a notch in the playoffs, the whole speed of the game?
Well, the first rounds are usually the hottest rounds, believe it or not, because everybody's just laying it out there, physical. And then after the second round, you're basically trying to sustain, stay injury-free and just play the game. But it's so taxing on your body, especially the way these guys play. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're more, they skate quicker. Everything is so more amped up mm-hmm. Than I've ever seen it. And if you want to see quick, you haven't even seen Colorado yet.
Uh-oh.
Colorado.
Uh-oh.
Ridiculous. I think, you know, that's the team that I would favor to win the cup. I mean, they've got everything. Goaltending, their defense is ridiculous. The power play, if you take a penalty against them, it's in the net.
Mm-hmm.
And their forwards are ridiculous. I think the game in general is much faster. And I think when you see the types of defensemen, the undersized guys on all these teams that are, you know, really the guys that push pucks up and jump in the play, it adds a whole different dimension to the game. And it's great for the game because the pace is always, especially in playoffs, usually on 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nuts. Now, before I let you go, Coach, I have to ask you about the perfection line, as it's called, because, man, they came through big. And Patrice Bergeron, we talked about it before, my favorite player, maybe one of my favorite all time. He just, he just gets it done. But the three of them, tell me about what you see in the play of those three front guys with Pastrnak, Bergeron, and Marchand.
I mean, they're all, it's amazing. Usually when you have guys, you know, like that, you really need a selfless mentality, which they all have. You know, usually you put three guys like that together, you know, there's not enough pucks made in North America to keep them happy. You know, they all want it.
Yeah.
These guys distributed to each other so selflessly that the chances they get, they make it look easy because they're that good at holding and then dishing for a great scoring chance. I mean, Pastrnak, I felt bad from the first couple of games. I'm like, oh, they're going to be all over this kid.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can start to see, you know, you just get that first one, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get going again. Bergeron. He's just, you know, so special. He's probably in the top five all-time Bruins ever,
mm-hmm.
On and off the ice. But I think the respect he gets and the way he plays the game, the big goals just come off his stick. And, you know, when they had the cup run to now, I mean, his goals are so timely that changed the game. And just the way he plays, he's just special. And then Marchand, in a little ball of hate, I don't think there's anybody better in the game at the role they play than him.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's really turned himself into an unbelievable player. I mean, that one timer he scored in overtime,
mm-hmm.
In game two, that was ridiculous. But just everything he does, I mean, you gotta let him play too. You can't try to put the reins on him. You know, he plays on the edge. Yeah, he's gonna get that penalty and hopefully a penalty kill can come through. Unfortunately it didn't the other night. But then he comes right back and changes the game. So, you know, I just think those three together are so dangerous. And now you have a true, you know, third line as well and second line, and they're dangerous, and they are very dangerous. And that perfection line, you know, you need your big players to be your best players. And right now, you know, certainly as evident as the closeout game, which is always the toughest, they just took over last night.
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago when people were all over Bergeron, and he was playing with, what, a broken shoulder or mm-hmm. cracked rib or something, whatever the hell it was.
Yep.
And he was still out there making, you know, winning faceoffs and stuff. It's just amazing how good they are and how tough they are. You know, Dale, before I let you go, I'm going to ask you two things. The last thing will be, you know, what do you see coming up or your overall idea or analysis of the NHL playoffs right now. But I just want to ask you, you mentioned you know, Bergeron's big goals. And I remember the Tampa Bay game. I think it was the year they won the Stanley Cup when they beat Tampa 1-0 in overtime. And there were no penalties in that game. Do you remember that game?
I vaguely, not really.
Okay, well, that was one where every single shot up and down the ice, it looked like it was going in, sort of like the Super Bowl the Patriots played a couple of years with. And then Bergeron came through in overtime. But it was like a perfect game. No penalties, overtime, 1-0. And I don't know if that was it couldn't have been the seventh game, but it was one of those games, and it was super. All right, let me ask you about your overall opinion.
What I really remember was the Toronto overtime when they came back and tied it.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
was unbelievable.
That was the same year, and Bergeron, I think, scored two goals. He got the tying game goal and then the game winner.
They could have been eliminated right there, and then he had the huge breakaway goal in Vancouver, too.
yes, okay.
You know?
Yeah, well, he's a Hall of Famer. Dale, what about the playoffs overall? The Bruins will have either Islanders or
Pittsburgh.
Or Pittsburgh coming up next, and they've had a tough time with both of them, haven't they?
Yeah, but they've had a tough time with Washington. Playoffs are different.
Okay.
You got to have short-term memory. You turn those things right into positives. You know, so what, that was a regular season. It's a different kind of season. There's been all different, situations that have happened to players and everything else this season. You just got to, you know, your coaches are so smart with this stuff. They find a way to deflect all the past and just turn everything into the now. And these guys are pros. They'll be ready. The past is the past. Clean slate. Just go out, keep playing your game. Try to get the splits on the road. Make it a home ice advantage where you're very good. And I see, the Islanders, they had a tough time with them, and then they had a tough time with Pitt. But guess what? now they just proved they can get through a series the way they did in the first round against their arch nemesis. Now anybody coming on now, mm-hmm. Continuing with those two, Pittsburgh and the Islanders, mm-hmm. It's just another tough series. But you play your game, you play together, you stay out of the box, you set the pace. The way your goaltending's going, that conference is going to help you.
All right.
So, I like the Bruins.
Spoken like a coach, man. That's Dale Dunbar, who was Winthrop High School hockey coach, also an NHL agent. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.